If you're like me, getting back in shape is always a goal, but that's what it remains, a goal. That's why I'm excited about our new advertiser, FitBod. FitBod is a fitness app that tailors workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule. It's like having a personal trainer in your pocket. Whether you're a gym rat or just trying to get back in the groove like me, FitBod evolves with you, tweaking routines to push your limits and maximize your gains. And FitBod keeps things fun, mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. It's like a new challenge every time you work out. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join FitBod today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription by trying the app for free at fitbod.me/Zabe. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's fitbod.me/Zabe. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl has helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, and she says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. After extensive research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create Superfood Complete, made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several that are vital to your dog's health. Dogs across America are trying Superfood Complete and experiencing amazing health benefits. My dog Tucker, oh, he loves it, and I'm sure yours will too. Go to badlandsfood.com/Zabe and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsfood.com, badlandsfood.com/Zabe today. You know football and you pick winners all the time, so why not get paid for them at MyBookie? Bet single game spreads, money lines, or parlays to increase your payouts. Low contest entry fees and over $500,000 to be won make it so you don't have to be a pro gambler to have fun. Getting started is easy. Just visit mybookie.ag and use promo code ZABE on your first deposit to secure a double deposit bonus. That's promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to get your first deposit matched dollar for dollar, all the way up to $1,000. MyBookie is a proven sports book that makes it simple to bet and to win. So make this your winning season, exclusively at MyBookie. Today's Power Lunch is brought to you by The Palm at Tyson's Corner, Virginia. Sure, The Palm is great for a fancy night out, but it's also the perfect midweek spot for a lunch with a client, or lunch to catch up with a friend, or maybe even to do an interesting podcast like this. Power Lunch menu selections at The Palm start at $26 for an appetizer, meal, and dessert. Book your reservation today directly at thepalm.com, open table, or by calling them at 703-917-0200.
I can make most anything on the menu except
whatever you got is fine.
I'm going to say some bad words. You're just going to have to deal with it.
PB&J with the crusts cut off. Well, Brian, this is a very nutritious lunch.
Hey, you got enough money to pay for all this? You know, money, cash, dollars, dinero.
So what I believe you were trying to say is thank you.
Thank you?
You're welcome.
What can I say except you're welcome? The tides, the sun,
put your headset on there. We might as well get paid for this conversation. You know what I'm saying? Since Carol is not here yet. She is coming, yes. But she said she needed every bit. Sorry I'm late, by the way.
Stop it.
Well, you know, I don't like being late, you know.
How do I turn up my
your volume? You want a little bit more? You're on two? How about
check,
that?
Check,
is that
check,
better?
Check, check, check.
Is that better?
Much
okay,
better.
Much better? Okay, very good.
So
you hurt yourself playing pickleball.
Yeah, I mean, I'm fine. But I can play golf. I'm fine playing golf. But pickle is, it's funny because I've had multiple back surgeries. I've had two of the L5S1s. Did I ever tell you about my conversation with Tiger Woods when Cooley and I had him on?
About the L5S1.
Yeah.
Which you had. Same surgery as he has.
Yes, exact same surgery he had. When Cooley and I had him on at Congressional.
Yeah. You start nerding out over L5S1s.
Oh my God, Cooley tells the story better because Tiger walks over, and we had been waiting for him for a while, and he looks at the chair in front of our table, and he turns around to the person that walked him over, and I just said, hey, don't worry about it. I'll get you a better chair. You can't sit in that chair. Because I knew the chair was uncomfortable. And I just said to him, I said, I've had two of them. And he goes, L5S1? Two L5S1s. At that point, he had not gotten his back fused yet. He said, I just had my third. This is not an exaggeration. Cooley will back it up. For 25 minutes before the interview started, the two of us were sharing pain stories, ice stories, you know, stretching stories, the whole thing. He's like, I've never met anybody that's had at least two of them. I've had three. He said, why did you have a second one? And I said, because I felt so great after the first one, I didn't listen. I went out. I started playing basketball again almost immediately.
Basketball?
Yeah, I mean, not immediately, but within a month.
What age, by the way, were you playing basketball?
Well, this was, you know, I was 40. 39, 40 years
okay,
old.
Okay, yeah.
You know, and so, and I said, I re-herniated it. And,
So this sounds like you should have ended the story with, and then later that night, Tiger and I went out to a strip club together. we were best friends.
Well, before that,
started with an L5S2 or whatever it is.
Yeah, before that, we went to Perkins to get the senior special. But
I don't say that as a shot at Tiger. I say it as a, isn't that how most stories of we're suddenly best friends? So how'd the night end?
It was very funny because
we were so tight.
He did say, he said, thank you for noticing. And he goes, I would have sat down. I said, no. You know. And I told Scott that story. And then, you know, Scott knows him. And they talk. We're not recording right now.
Yes, we are. Oh, so
we are.
Yeah, you better.
All right. Well,
I'm
going to leave some of that stuff out.
That's fine. Yeah.
But you know,
by the way, when do we get to get Scott Van Pelt inside the free hugs and candy van? He probably wouldn't do it now. He's too big for us.
I mean,
for me, not for you. He comes on your podcast, by the way, the Kevin Sheehan podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcasts. Okay. Go ahead, self promote, like Doc Walker taught us. Always promoting.
Always self promoting.
Always promoting, baby.
After him, everybody else comes first.
No, but Kevin Sheehan podcast.
Yeah.
Does Van Pelt come on with you?
Yeah, he comes on every once in a while. Not like he used to, because he's getting home from his job as I'm leaving, like you are, to go into mine.
Right.
You know, he gets home at 3 a.m.
Sure.
I'm up heading in at 4:15, 4:30 for the radio show.
Right.
So he's asleep. You know, he goes home and goes to sleep. So unless I demand it from him, like I'm like, I need you to get up for 20 minutes at 8:30, or we'll record it later on. He does that with me more often than
not. Yeah. All right. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that Van Pelt works the weekends as he does.
He does during football season.
Saturday night.
Yeah.
Football,
it's got to be, you know, that show's on after the ABC or ESPN Saturday night game.
Don't get me wrong. I love it.
Yeah.
I just thought that with the clout he has, he could have easily said, I'm out. And with the fact he's got a young family.
Yeah.
That it would have been an easy thing.
Well, he gets a lot of vacation time during the summer, much more than we get.
Is it possible that he also just loves football so much that he loves being a part of that Saturday night it's essential?
Well, yes, but I think it's a requirement that's a big spot. Here she is.
There she is.
Oh, my goodness.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, say hello.
I haven't seen you in so long.
To the lovely Carol Maloney as we seal up the free hugs and candy van. There's no escaping
now. She brought
now.
Us dum-dums.
Yes. There you go. It's my little gift for being late.
That's okay. You were just later than me. I was already late to begin with. So,
what's going on?
And then I tried to put makeup on in the car just now. I know we're doing a podcast.
Oh,
what?
I poked
myself in the eye.
Oh,
can you see it?
No.
The tragedy.
Your eyes are still gorgeous.
Carol Maloney, how are you doing from the health and wellness fitness industry? God darn it. I should get this right. Well and Wonder.
You should be prepared
yes,
for this.
Yes, you did it.
Well and Wonder.
Yep.
In Bethesda, Maryland.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And it is a yoga / natural products studio / store.
I'm still working on the elevator pitch, but basically it's a wellness center. What the hottest trend of wellness is hemp.
Right.
And you know, the healing power of all those things that are plant medicine.
Can we get healed up right now?
Yeah, I have gummies in my purse this minute.
That's two.
We're in Virginia. Virginia is recreationally legal. D.C. is recreationally legal. Maryland is not yet, but it's coming.
Zay believes it's a gateway drug.
I would not.
For many years.
I would,
for many years you did.
I would not recommend anybody taking marijuana that doesn't have to, especially kids.
No, absolutely not. 25. I say 25 should be, your brain is still developing. It's just that when you become an adult and the first thing you go for are pharmaceuticals to calm down, that's actually, I think, the wrong approach because
it's
Yeah, it's been stigmatized. Well, the war on drugs started with Reagan, right? Nixon. But it's been stigmatized since 1940, Big Pharma. It's non-addictive. It is, there's the negative side effects are limited. If you know what you're taking and how to take it, you can really relieve a lot of ailments. It's not a drug. That's the problem. It's a food your body uses as medicine. I actually am on CBD.
There's a lot of different formulations.
Have to be careful. I'm on CBD right now. I've had a back issue. I had a cold. I'd rather take my CBD than Advil. So obviously I'm promoting it. I really believe in it. I've wrapped myself in the cannabis flag for a lot of different reasons. Sure. Am I sitting there trying to get you high? No. We do have one class on Fridays called Chill Yoga. It comes with a gift. It's for 21 plus, but it's all a bunch of us. I have a professor from Georgetown.
The guy who...
Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. I love to hear my voice coming back at me.
No, was not your voice. It's something else. I want to play something for you, but go ahead.
And then I have a professor from Georgetown. She's in her 70s. I have a retired little old lady. I have a... who can't sleep.
The sleeping thing is a big deal.
Yeah, most of my customers can't sleep. But all your wellness starts with sleep.
Right.
So I don't mean to come in here hot. But people
You're in here and I'm listening because the sleep thing's a big deal. And it's so important to your overall health. And if you're sleeping, you don't sleep a lot. I don't sleep a lot. How many hours do you get a night?
Last night, for some reason, I stayed up past the end of the football game and an hour later. So I got 5 hours.
Yeah, that's not
okay.
Enough.
I get 4.5 to 5 every night. It's not enough for people our age, and I have trouble falling asleep.
Well, now you're out of the rhythms, right? So you're not able to go to sleep and then stay asleep. And so this is a very natural way for you.
Is this a health and wellness podcast, or is this?
Sorry,
I don't know.
Is it a sports podcast?
I don't know.
Because
it's
podcast. Like I also not to act like this is a you know, I've got all these issues, but I get migraines too.
Oh, God.
So I have been looking into all this. I called you, recently about this. But Xanax, which you are now, you're saying don't use
God
something
dang.
Like that.
I mean,
no.
People but need it. Some people need it. And I would say don't start with that.
I know, but can I tell you something?
Yeah.
It totally helps with migraines.
I know, but it's addictive. But you can die from withdrawal. So,
but not taking a little 0.25 once every 3 months when I get a migraine.
That's where it starts.
No. It's not healthy.
All right.
That stuff's not healthy.
Well, then get me you got a gummy? I've done gummies before.
There's all different kinds.
I mean, I
have one-to-one, so it's like CBD to THC. Some people need something stronger. We have stuff that is high THC or an indica strain, depending on if you want the body buzz or if you want relaxation or if you're looking for a head high. I mean, there's ways to microdose it. You're still completely functional.
Okay.
And
And
that's where you find that.
The one I did a gummy a while back, and it was a little bit of creating anxiety. So I obviously had the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Well, if you're a high sativa strain and you do too much, then your thoughts can race, and some people stand that.
Let's get baked.
You know what? We should do that.
Taking gummies twice, they've both been a bad experience.
All right.
Really?
I've challenge accepted. Challenge accepted.
Mushrooms might work.
Whenever I have a couple of small batch. Craft bourbons, it's great. The experience is fan-fucking-tastic.
Psilocybin is where
euphoria,
it's at right now, by
the way. Confidence, a philosophic look at life. It's all good. Works every time.
What's in this lollipop?
Every bar in America.
This is a regular old dum-dum.
But you do have to ask when
you're around me.
I found your doppelganger on TikTok, Carol. Maybe your spirit animal. She looks like you. She reminds me of you. She is a mother of... couple teenage boys, and on TikTok, she had a recurring series on her channel called FTK, stands for Fuck Them Kids.
That is me.
Yeah.
And she just tells stories of how I love my kids, but every now and then, fuck them kids. Are you ready to see your doppelganger?
Oh, my God. I can already see it from here.
She's a runner, all right? So here you go. Hold on a second. Let me get the volume up. Wait. Hold on a second.
What's funny about this is that if TikTok was alive back when
maybe
my kids were...
because fuck them kids.
Okay.
So here today I'm dropping episode 2 of why I say fuck them kids and call my own offspring assholes sometimes. I have to go to the dentist to pick up my night guard because I grind my teeth. I probably grind my teeth because fuck them kids. So today I'm dropping off my youngest. I'm telling him all his affirmations. I love you. You're so smart. You're so kind. Sit next to someone new today, like just hyping him up for school. And very nicely, this is before I said fuck them kids about him, he said to me, what are you doing today, Mom? And I said, well, I'm working like usual. And I was like, and then I have to go to the dentist. And he dead ass looks at me and he goes, because your teeth are yellow?
Fuck them kids.
And the look she's giving
lucky
right
for
now.
Him, it was his turn to get the fuck out of the car at car line. That's not why.
She looks like you.
Yeah.
She's great. She's got a whole bunch of them, too. There's one about playing soccer, you know, like taking kids to soccer 2 hours. Said she drove her kid 2 hours to soccer, played great. She goes up afterwards. You played so great. I'm so proud of you. You put in so much work. And all the kid was like, oh, Mom, your breath. It's terrible. Fuck them kids.
Yeah, fuck them kids. Yeah. So that's hilarious. What happened to us that we're now looking at videos of strangers and finding them so fascinating and interesting? Instead of, you know, pre-produced, it's because reality. It's just there's some elements of we see ourselves in these videos.
If it's funny and it's comedic, I mean, it doesn't matter if it's a video or a show.
I never got into that kind of social media. I would have.
I am fascinated by TikTok. I am consumed by it. It's interesting to me as somebody who would be considered a creative, which is a douchey word. I appreciate the little creativity that goes into a lot of these individuals' channels and the little shtick that they get going, the music they use, the effects they use, the camera angles they use, just the themes of it, you know?
Yeah.
And then you create this running sub theme in there.
And you see what hits, what goes viral, how many people steal your music and your ideas and copy
you. Sure.
It's a form of flattery.
Exactly. And it's easily consumable with a flick of a thumb.
So do you do it at all yourself?
Swipe. No, I don't.
So I've been doing it my own reels on our Well and Wonder Instagram site and some on my own. I've had to learn how to do the reels. Everyone tells me building those reels on TikTok easier, but I just can't handle one more platform right now.
Well, it's work and there's not really much money or any money unless you get a massive
following. Right.
Yeah, but I mean, reel of a salsa night thing. I got 14,000 views just a couple of days ago. You can get it's a reel of our salsa night, and I did a reel of the salsa night, and it got 14,000 views. The reel I did of dropping my kid off in college got over 20,000 views.
Yeah, but don't you think that's because you actually have a following?
I have 2,000 followers. I don't really have that many followers on Instagram. Okay. I have like less than 300 posts. I've never been much of a poster.
Okay, Kevin, how would you monetize TikTok? Are you 54-year-old man with a back problem and sleep problems? How would you monetize TikTok? You're very savvy about monetizing.
Well, I mean, you'd monetize it in the same way you'd monetize a YouTube channel. If you have eyeballs, it's an advertising model,
but
more likely than not, right?
Advertising, but Google, YouTube, owned by Google, actually has a program to feed you, if you have enough views, money.
Yes.
You have to have a lot of views.
You
got to
have a lot of them.
There's a lot of YouTubers out there going broke, buying cameras, filming shit, and getting $42 a month.
Well, it's not a subscriber model, or it can't go viral, right?
True.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, I would assume that it's still some sort of ad model.
Now it's a jet engine, and everyone's screaming into it. And if you're trying to sell something, if you're selling something, nobody's listening. It has to be organic. It has to be authentic. Like that.
You need to find someone to cover your shift. That's your job. You're a manager, right?
Oh, sorry, that cut out on you. This guy's pretty funny. He's got a bunch of corporate sayings like, you know, you got to find somebody to cover your shift. And he's like, no, fuck you. And they're like, you know, I work at IKEA. Oh, network error. Try again. But it's just things like this.
You guys would totally fail on TikTok.
Why?
Because we're not cool anymore.
Well,
today part I bring you episode.
We
two
did a TikTok on this. We'd get like
call my own offspring.
Part of why? 100 part of why?
Well, it's because the audience for it is older, and you know, I don't know. Well, I don't. It doesn't matter really what age the content provider is, but the audience is younger for TikTok.
I'll tell you what, after this Except podcast, let's tape something. I'll put it on. I do have the Well and Wonder TikTok. I'll figure it out.
You need to find someone to cover your shift.
All right, here you go.
That's your job. You're a manager, right? How about you manage the schedules? You want me to find my own replacement? Who am I, Willy Wonka?
Yeah,
I know it sucks.
That's too bad.
That's an epic fail. Yeah.
All right. So anyway.
So you're really into TikTok.
Well, I find it addictive. It's creative. It doesn't anger me like Twitter does. Twitter just stirs up anger about your opinion sucks. Whether it's about the designated hitter or, God forbid, politics, world events, COVID, you name it. Just makes you mad. Stirs you up. That's what Twitter does well. It gets you hooked on it. Like, you keep scrolling on Twitter for either opinions that affirm what you believe, and you're like, thank God somebody else isn't fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And then you see six more assholes that don't get it, and you're like, fuck these people. I gotta share a planet with them.
I know.
They're idiots. Right? And all those endorphins are all those whatever they call the brain things, Carol. Yeah. You're the Well and Wonder.
The excitement one.
Yeah, right. It gets you hooked.
Yeah.
And so you keep hunting for more.
You're looking for dopamine and dopamine.
There you go.
Yeah.
But TikTok makes me laugh. Or is enjoyable at times.
It's dumb. It's just mindless.
It's dumb. It's mindless.
So it's like, you know.
And there's some shit you would never otherwise see on TikTok.
I'm constantly sharing them with the reels or some funny things on Instagram
with
friends.
You would be good, though, at putting together a TikTok video.
I think we should
you
today.
You love that. You love cameras. You love editing. You love all that stuff.
I would be able to put some stuff together, but again, is it worth my time? If there's no money at it.
Of course.
And then why do it? It's just another thing to do. Right. I also have a huge problem, Kevin. Vertical video. God, do I hate the fucking vertical video with every fiber in my being. But
why?
Because it's not the proper way to watch video.
Right.
There's nothing else. Your TVs aren't vertical.
Every single
movie theaters aren't vertical.
Is every single TikTok video
vertical?
Well,
if they're not, they're squeezed on a screen and you can tell and it looks dumb.
Yeah,
you have to go back to, you can't shoot that way. You have to shoot up, down.
The tyranny of our phones has made it so that now camera makers are purposely designing cameras to swivel. Or gimbals to swivel to go vertical so you can take more vertical video for your social media. Build your following. Become a brand.
What you don't even know about time suck is that you can hashtag. There's an alt text hashtag. You can hashtag about a billion things, and that's the biggest time suck is trying to figure out what to hashtag. And when I see a bunch of hashtags, I'm like, they're selling something. Now I hashtagged something today, like just hashtag be well, hashtag be wonderful.
Okay.
Because I'm trying to make a point.
That's
but then
nice.
In the alt text is about 50 that I copy, paste, and put in there so it hits algorithms.
There's just funny personalities out there in the world, Kevin, that make me laugh about things I'm passionate about, like golf. There's a golf guy. Golf pro guy is amazing.
Yeah.
He's unbelievable.
Anastasia, the golf cart girl.
The whole ecosystem is amazing.
It's the best.
Carol, have you seen Golf Pro Guy?
I have not.
Oh,
I can't even imagine.
Your life is not complete. It really isn't complete. We need you to get
Anastasia
up speed on that.
Anastasia can take, you know, two beers and turn it into four ham sandwiches and five transfusions. By the way, she doesn't always make it to work. That's part of the problem. And she's late a lot.
Exactly right. No, there's a guy on TikTok, and he's called Practice Swing Guy.
Uh-huh.
And he's a former wrestler at Iowa.
That's apparently. Not Paige.
Not Paige Spiranak, no.
Okay.
He's a dude.
Yeah.
And every TikTok starts with this. Sup, boys? So he's got the hook. You need that hook, that repeating thing.
Right.
It's like, sup, boys?
Yeah.
And he's like sort of really cocky about everything. And his whole thing is he goes up. And he takes the most monstrous, Carol, control.
Is that me?
It's you.
He takes the most monstrous practice swing you've ever seen. Like, it just makes me laugh because nobody in their right mind would do that.
Right.
And then he goes off and just wails at the ball, and it goes who knows where.
That's funny.
He acts like he's nailed. He's like, all right, boys, let's go find that one. It's stupid. It's mindless.
Yeah.
Love it.
But you love the golf stuff anyway. But back to the TikTok thing. Here's the thing. If you're using it to promote what you're doing, then it is, in some ways, revenue generating and worth it.
True.
It's the self-absorbed TikTok videos that it's like, I don't... If they're funny... No, I'm saying in doing it on your own.
Yeah.
I don't think that you would do it just to try to be, hey, look at me and look at all the likes I got on this, or whatever you get. I wouldn't do it unless it was truly a revenue generator that made it worth it.
Well, it takes a while to be a revenue generator.
Or help promote an existing
business.
You got to
build. It's a brand. Yeah,
but,
you got to build your brand.
Like you said, I mean, we're the wrong... I mean, it's a 1 in a billion shot for something to go viral.
True.
To make it worthwhile.
But you're right about you should put your stuff there because that's where the people are. That's where the young demo is. Just like I'm not on Facebook because I hate it for so many reasons.
I'm off it. I've been off it for 2 years.
A lot of people are.
I can't stand Facebook.
That said.
Tommy says we're totally wrong about it.
Yeah.
In our business, he thinks it's the biggest promoter for people our age and older of what we're doing.
You know what? He's right. He's right, and I need to get on Facebook with the Zabecast and with my content, whatever it is. Personally, I'm not going to use it, but I need to be there with my content and my promotions and other stuff because that's where the people are. That's what's unfortunate. I can hate it. You can hate it. You can hate it. But where are the people?
How many people say, where did you see this? Our people are on Twitter.
But people are on Facebook, and they go, where did you see that? Where did you hear about it? Facebook. My wife's on Facebook all the time. And I think responsibly so. It's, you know, there's a Loudon Foodies group that she likes to follow.
Yeah, there's an old boyfriend that she reconnected with.
It could be that. You know, look, hey. But the bottom line is, people are there. It's where the fish are. We have to go where the fish are. You with a podcast, you with an illegal weed studio, me with a podcast, or sorry, a health and wellness studio.
Health and wellness.
Totally legal above board.
Totally.
Yes, exactly.
Hey, you know what? The dumber the better on TikTok, but it's not the same for Facebook. For Facebook, it's got to be a little bit more
serious, buttoned up. Not buttoned up.
It's a little more storytelling on Facebook.
That's a good point.
Yeah, there's more of that opportunity.
Yeah. Look at this dumb dog video. I just wanted to pull it up for you.
There's no such thing
as a dumb dog video.
I love dog videos.
My dog went boneless in the middle of a dance class.
It's my favorite. The dog sites that I follow, I hate Twitter too. Can't stand it
for the same reason. There's certain Twitter accounts that are dog and cat Twitter accounts. Well, They're great.
This is dog and hot women. We were in a salsa class. The dog went boneless and the hot women had to push the dog off the dance floor.
Wait, is it and women who are hot?
Yeah.
Or hot women?
I know her.
Women who are hot. Oh, you do?
I don't know.
No.
That's funny.
It pushes the dog off the dance floor, out the door, shuts the door, easy peasy. I have Bruno Mars today. I don't feel like doing anything and it got 15,000 views.
Great content. I am using it.
Yeah.
Now you're using it correctly. That's some ninja-like stuff right there.
How about this one? How about starting this reel with the same beautiful woman, the rear shot? Right?
Oh, yeah.
Look at Kevin.
Kevin.
Well, no,
I thought
it was the one with the dog.
No, it's the same night, but different. It's more on the night.
So the beautiful, the dog was a beautiful black and white Aussie Shepherd, looks like.
Pomsky, a blue Pomsky.
Yeah. And it was just laying on the yoga studio floor, didn't want to move.
Yeah.
So the person pushed it, almost like it swept the floor of all the dust. And it didn't even move. It was like, okay, I'm being pushed out of here. And then he just closed the door, and dog's like, okay, well, I guess that's over.
Oh, man.
Yeah, dogs are the best.
See, you should follow me on Instagram. That's all I have to say about that.
Are you on Instagram?
I am on Instagram, but I don't quite understand it.
Yeah.
I Instagram Reels, I kind of get it. It's sort of like TikTok, but it's not. Instagram seems to be more aspirational. It's more for pictures. Someone told me Instagram is for millennials that don't want to read. Don't even want to read 240 characters. So who knows? All right. Shall we get to sports, everybody?
I mean, 240 characters, that's an effort.
That's an
investment in time.
That's a lot of reading.
Yeah.
It's like a novel.
You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know football, and you pick winners all the time. So why not get paid for them at MyBookie? Bet single game spreads, money lines, or parlays to increase your payouts. Low contest entry fees and over a half a million dollars to be won make it so you don't have to be a pro gambler to have fun. Getting started is easy. Just visit MyBookie.ag and use promo code ZABE on your first deposit to secure a double deposit bonus. That's promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to get your first deposit matched dollar for dollar, all the way up to $1,000. MyBookie is a proven sportsbook that makes it simple to bet and to win. So make this your winning season exclusively at MyBookie.
Sports is so inspiring. Why is sports so uninspiring right now?
Uninspiring?
Uninspiring.
What's gotten into you, Carol?
I don't know.
A sports fan? Well, why not?
Let me guess. We could have played better. We missed some opportunities. We dug ourselves in a hole. I need to be better.
Cliche.
Here comes the cliches from Carol.
Yeah. You sound like Ron Rivera.
Well, yeah, exactly. Boy. Do I? I didn't even stay tuned for that press conference.
I got a roll of quarters for Sheehan about his beloved Commanders.
It's not my beloved Commanders. You know how I feel.
Tell me. What? I thought you were a Redskin.
Not your beloved Commanders. Your Commanders.
You know, what you just said is interesting. It's not that it's uninspiring. I don't love sports as much. We were talking about this before. Scott and I were talking about this recently. It was during the summer, not football season. I don't even like sports. Like, I'm not even watching sports.
Shut up. The great Van Pelt said that?
But
don't let that get out.
Football season's different. Okay. I love the rhythm of football season still. There's something to it that is just comforting.
It's episodic. And it's one episode every
week. It's scheduled, yes.
And it's unpredictable.
It's rhythmic. I do love football season, and I still love basketball, but I like participating more. But they're not my beloved Commanders, Zabe. The same way you do.
But you're still there, though. You haven't left.
Well, I have to talk about it every single day for 3 hours on radio and then on the
podcast. Why do you have to? Why do you want to?
That's the job. Because there'd be no audience without it. Right. That's the job.
Really? Because I'm interested in what you have to say about a lot of different topics. Like, I would listen to your podcast no matter what.
That's sweet, and I appreciate that. But the majority of the audience on radio, and not so much on the podcast when I'm doing it with Tommy or Cooley, we talk about everything.
You get heated callers. You get such heated callers. They just want to scream right now.
Yeah, and Zabe and I have gone through this millions of times with so many people, including people like Ted Leonsis. If we sat there and we talked about hockey in October, we would have zero listeners.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you have to talk about the football team. No matter how many fans they've lost, people still love football, and they love the discussion of football.
How are the temperature in the room then compared to past years when they've been 1-2 at this time? Because it seems like people who are still following the team, people who are still watching, are mad that they're wasting their time. And that was an embarrassment on Sunday.
It was bad.
I turned it off a couple of times, and I only read about it slightly the next day because I was like, I've seen this show before.
You turned it off and did what?
Yeah, it was Groundhog Day.
It was Rosh Hashanah. I had apples and honey.
Yeah, Maloney.
Lashana Tova, everybody. Yeah,
that's right. The Irish Jew, Maloney.
Yeah. I just don't know how many people are left that really care. I mean, I think they are targeting not us anymore. They've lost us for the most part.
Who's us?
People our age that grew up and remember the glory days. And by the way, can't stand Dan Snyder. As long as Snyder's here, we're done.
35
and then when they
change
the name, then a lot of us are really done. Now, would a winning team have us interested again and
hell
passionate?
Yes, it would. Hell yes, it would.
I don't know if it
would. If we're competitive in December.
I think it would. I think a younger demo, people who are like the swing voters, the independents that haven't, you know, picked a team yet.
Yeah.
That's who they're targeting now.
Winning is very fleeting in this league.
Yeah, and but so, this team hasn't won anything for so long.
How about just being competitive? Let's start there. How about having a quarterback of today and tomorrow? Like having someone that you know.
That's what I said is the huge problem. I said, no matter what he does the rest of the year, yesterday, Sunday, proved he can't be your QB1 in 2023.
Well, that's
he can't
a,
be. If he can't be your QB1 next year, why is he your QB1 now? So you have to go through this long process of we know
why
this
am
is
I
going
not able
nowhere.
To listen to you and Andy or you and Scott and Galdi in the afternoon talking about just that, because that's such a great angle right now for this week, and that is a topic tomorrow that I will take calls
steal
on
it. Run with it.
Should he right now, did we learn enough to know that he's not the quarterback in 2023? Because people who don't watch football like you and I do but just watch this team, they thought there was a really good chance that Indianapolis was wrong and Philadelphia was wrong.
No, they're not wrong.
Okay. And that they were shocked on Sunday that he could be that bad.
Yes.
But he can be that bad. That's what he's been. He's been very inconsistent.
Do it against his former team, though, that's a new level of low.
It's like, Carol, if
with
you're dating
all those Eagles fans
if
watching.
You're dating a man and he's otherwise wonderful and handsome and nice and treats you well and does great, but if he has one or two bad days, really bad enough days, where he comes home completely drunk, you see his phone, there's a bunch of other hoes in that phone trying to get at him, and he's cheating on you, and he's drunk and abusive. That's enough for you to go, get out. It's the lowest of the low that makes somebody say, I'm moving on, I can't deal with this guy. It's what happened with him last year in Indy. That final week game against Jacksonville, he was so bad, all they had to do, the Colts, to sum up their entire efforts, the whole organization, the whole team for the whole year to make the fucking playoffs was win the game. And he sucked so bad. 16-point favorite. He sucked so bad. They go,
the whole team sucked that day, but he was terrible.
They said, we can't live with this.
I know.
If this is the floor on this guy, we don't want to wait for when it's going to pop up.
But you know what? The people who don't watch football and they're the, you know, on Twitter, the get out or get on board or get out people. You know, there's a small fraction of what's left of the fan base. You get it. I get it all the time. Get on board. Stop being so negative or move to Minnesota, Sheehan, to cover Kurt. You know, the whole thing. And it's like, no, like it wasn't just that Jim Irsay was upset that he wasn't vaccinated. That in this league, if you're good at that position, they don't get rid of you.
Look at Rodgers.
Period.
Yeah.
Right.
Rodgers wasn't vaccinated, lied about it.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, that's fine. He's still our guy.
Right.
Yeah. So it's tough. I feel bad for you. I think about you a lot as I watch the team from an arm's length. And I think, God, Sheehan's got to get in there. I don't know. Sheehan's got to get in there. And you got to shovel the coal into the steam engine that is
Sports
Radio.
You have to say the 9 sacks aren't all his fault.
And avoid the iceberg.
Yeah, exactly. But you ask Carol, why can't he talk about other stuff? Kevin, hosting a morning show, he can and he does.
He can. Look at him. But he can do whatever he wants. Right. And he's a bad bitch boss.
Yes, he is. But he runs an ice cream shop on that station, and people come for the ice cream.
Yeah.
They come for the Commander's talk. They come for Sheehan's actual unique perspective and experience of watching football.
Are they still coming for that? That's my question. I'm not as much. I used to be married to your show.
I mean, it's a fair question. You know,
you were cheating on my show? You were
I mean, it's the equivalent of finding a bunch of other texts from other women, according to Zayd.
Right.
You're cheating on
me. Yeah, and by the way, he's hammered. You know, and passed out on the couch. As you're going through
his
phone.
And it went from just being like a bad couple of days to now he's cheating on you and being abusive. And that's when you kick him out.
here's the odd thing. And I think Zabe is a perfect example of this in this town. I think, you know, there are certain people that have built up a following. And they actually enjoy the conversation about the team, negative or positive, as much as they actually enjoy the team itself. And so I think that's why, like, the audience, even when they're terrible, It doesn't dip that much. Now, we always have recognized we would benefit if the team was great.
If when a team is good,
yes.
There's a 30%,
you know that right now.
There's a 30% influx of casual fans.
That's right.
They're like, "Hey, the Packers, the Bengals, the Commanders, the Giants, they're good. I got to flip on the sports station cuz I want to hear a little bit more about them cuz my aunt went to the game the other day cuz they're good and she talked about it and I don't want to sound stupid. So I'm in," and you scoop up all these excess die easy fans.
Better for
that
us
are
if
casual
they win.
Fans.
Yeah.
Way better if they win.
But we're in this unique long form kind of intimate environment in which they've gotten used to you. And even if they're not watching the game as intently as they once were or going to the games or spending money on the team, they still kind of enjoy the conversation about it.
No, of course, because it's
weird.
It's a soap opera, Carol.
Right. Yeah, it's a gossipy kind of story. Yeah. It's like all these little compelling stories whispering. The negative sometimes, that they always say soggy potato chips are better than none. And so they're eating soggy.
I don't know. I would not eat a soggy potato chip. I actually really like the drunk with his phone littered with texts from other women analogy much better. Much better.
Well, I'll do better next time. I am kidding. Also a fan of compelling sports stories now. That's what gets me going. Not so much the games.
Well,
what about Nadal and Federer?
Yeah,
I mean. Actually, you know what?
How great is that?
I know. That was unbelievable.
Holding hands, crying.
Yeah.
That is some security in your manhood.
Oh, yeah.
To do that publicly, hold hands and cry. Very, very European, by the way. And I totally respect it. I don't know if I could pull it off.
I love how you guys went there.
You mean we won't kiss each other's cheeks on the way out?
No.
Mwah.
No.
My compelling story right now is KD having to like eat crow and come back to a team. He demanded a trade. I'm just talking about
NBA stuff is so low rent. These guys are so overpaid.
I don't know. There is some soap opera. I mean, anger
dysfunctional.
It's very dysfunctional.
Who will be more dysfunctional, the Nets or the Lakers this year?
Nets.
Well, yeah, the Nets because they didn't
get rid of the head coach.
Kyrie Irving couldn't
get rid of Kyrie.
He's certifiable.
I know. Yeah. And the Lakers couldn't get rid of Westbrook.
I know, but Westbrook's a good teammate. Westbrook is 100%.
Really?
Everybody that's played with Westbrook loves him. Now, do they think he's helped? KD loves Westbrook. They just don't believe that he gives you a chance to win
at
all.
He jacks
up shots.
But
nobody works harder. Nobody apparently, when he was here for a brief moment, they loved him. I mean, everybody in the organization loved him. But he's well past his prime now.
Sure.
There was a moment, you know, when they got to the finals and played the Heat, he was better in those finals than KD was.
I know. Listen, Westbrook used to be my favorite player in the league.
One of mine, too.
Because he played like a maniac, didn't give a fuck, and just went after it. And it had to be sort of was like low drama.
Right.
But now he's getting to be high drama. Like, you hurt me when you call me Westbrook. That's my given name. Like, oh, fuck
I
off.
Know.
Enough
but
of that
But Kyrie
already.
Irving is
who's the worst guy, Westbrook or Kyrie?
Oh, Kyrie by far.
All right.
Right? And I'm not talking about his. I'm not talking about his position politically or on the vax or anything. He's unreliable as an employee.
I know he took a week off for his 30th.
Yeah,
birthday.
He is
in the middle of the season.
I mean, he's a dumbass flat earther and everything that goes with it, and he's not a responsible human being.
Right.
And yet, what's ironic about the whole KD thing is KD wanted out in part because they wouldn't give Kyrie the big contract extension. Why, as an employer, would you give a guy who didn't show up for work for a year a contract extension?
Makes no sense. Well, and then he got, like, there's a bite today of DeAndre Ayton, who got re-signed by the Suns after the Pacers made an offer. And they asked him, so how do you feel now? You're back on the Suns. He goes, it's over, I guess. So that's that. It's like, bro, you just made $100 million. Can you not be appreciative of that in this world? Like, that's what makes it hard. I enjoy the NBA, Kevin.
Well,
I do not take it seriously. Not for a second. I enjoy it. I do not take it seriously.
I don't either.
Okay.
But some people do. And that's
my
entire...
I love the games in June. Mayan
Jew. They're great. They're high great. Level.
This is
intense.
The stakes with sports right now for me, and it's because I'm not doing it. It's not just because I'm not doing it every day, because I really did. You guys knew me. I was genuinely into it, and so now as I am, the stakes are higher everywhere else in my life, and I feel like a lot of people feel the same. That the world, the reality turned for us, and so this. You know, before when I used to get so emotionally attached to a team, it's hard to do that because other S out there.
The older you get, it's a product of age.
And by the way, some of the recent things in all of our lives, I agree
I'm
with that.
50. Fitting.
Yeah, fitting. Yeah.
But you can root for the athletes. You can get invested in athlete stories of comebacks.
I'm loving the live streaming of whatever Netflix. I'm binging on whatever sports story, the behind-the-scenes
drama. How about
the
Manti Te'o thing?
Oh, my God. The Manti Te'o thing was brilliant.
You haven't seen it?
No.
It was brilliant. My kid, I turned it on. We were making some furniture for his room, and I turned it on. He had no idea. He's 17, so he kind of missed that whole thing.
He didn't know
And he was giggling, and he was like, what? And he was like listening. He's like, how could he? I'm like, you don't understand. Back then, nobody knew about catfishing like that.
Yeah, nobody knew. Yeah. I mean, this is really kind of a sad story.
I was catfishing dudes. I'm a big Manti Te'o fan. I was there with the rod and reel.
I think you will love it. I mean, Kara sat there.
I love the story. I love the story when it happened the first time. I said, oh, my God, this is the most
amazing
story.
No, but you don't know the story. That's the problem.
Okay,
You don't know the story. And when you watch this, there's a story.
They interview the
Lene Kukua.
Yeah.
They interview him, her. Her.
Yeah, well, she's now
it's a deep dive into what happened, how it happened.
That's an evil person.
Yeah, yeah.
What the person that did this to Manti Te'o was evil. And by the way, he was not very bright. I mean, that's another big takeaway.
Well, he fell in love with, that's the thing. Do you know, so I'm, as you guys know, I'm single now, and there's something that, and I've talked about with women, there's the love bomb that comes out when people will meet you or they'll try to, whatever. I'm not online dating. I haven't because of this love bomb phenomenon.
What is the love bomb?
The love bomb is when they just come at you with all this amazing, great.
Men drop love bombs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
I've been love bombed a couple of times.
Really?
Of course.
And it's not even haven't even gone to first base yet, and the love bomb is coming out. Because they can text anything you want. And women
A couple texts.
I want to hear an example of being love bombed.
And women,
keep the names private, but I want to hear a text. This is good stuff, finally. You know? 41 minutes and 14 seconds in. We're finally into the juice right now.
Okay. Well, give me a minute. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
I'm going to tell you right now, I want to hear what these love bombs sound like, and I want you to read
them.
But somebody that would love bomb after a first date, that's a trouble.
They love
person.
Bomb after a phone number. And I'm just saying, like,
well, they.
I will decide after I've been in, you know, we have dates or we spend time together or whatever. But a lot of women need the dopamine.
On finding some of these messages.
Dopamine hit of the lump bomb. Because it's like constant texting.
You and I can talk.
And then
men are this way.
Well, I'll tell you this story. Let me tell you this story.
They see an attractive, successful woman like Carol, and they instantly fall head over heels, and they're like, fuck it, I got to shoot my best shot now. And so they throw the kitchen sink. They throw everything at them right away, lest they appear not to be interested
enough. But haven't we
enough.
Learned over many years that's the wrong strategy?
Not everyone's learned that.
Okay.
Some people have learned it. It's like a brute force love attack.
Brute force attack. You see, I didn't save the number.
Right.
Okay. I mean.
Let's hear it.
I mean, there's so many messages
maybe you didn't
from
win
this
the,
person.
Maybe it was the lottery. I bought you a ticket. So he had bought a ticket for me, and when the lottery was up, and I said, you get mad points for trying. He said, maybe you didn't win, but I feel like I hit the jackpot when I met you. Corny, but true.
Oh, God.
Then it was, this is hard.
Hold on, you're scrolling too fast.
They're not going to hear this. Come on now.
Okay.
any dick pics in there?
No. But there was a pick that
That's
was sent.
Bomb.
There was
That's
pick.
A missile.
Do you know what the,
there was
the
a pick
missile.
That was sent?
They love bomber and they flesh missile her.
Somebody told me that the dick pick is yesterday's flashing.
Yes, it is.
Basically,
hey kid, you want to see? Watch.
Right.
Yeah, open your trench coat. So there you go.
So this is difficult.
I bet we know some people who have flashed.
Really?
Oh, I think we've worked with people who have flashed people.
I think yeah, you're think about it. Right. Yeah.
How about let's go to the let me just go to the end. How
it ends.
How it ends.
Don't ever call me or text me again.
It was just a lot.
Are
really,
you up? It's,
it was
it's
a lot.
5:15. Are you up? What are you doing?
How do you?
What are you eating for breakfast?
It's a lot. It comes out.
How do you end it? Do you ghost? Do you slip away into the mist? Or do you say, you know what, we're done here?
There's a lot of...
Thanks for playing, we're moving on. Or do you pull a Belichick, we're on to Cincinnati.
Two dates. Carol, I don't know why, but I have a premonition about you. Something special clicks for me about you. I'm also very disappointed about not seeing you tonight, but I need to have a clear conscience in mind. And I was like, I hope I'm worth the wait. I promise that I'll do my best to make it worth your while.
It's too much.
It was it's
way too much.
So I just feel like
what happened to playing it cool?
You know nobody plays it cool. Here's why. Nobody needs to play it cool because it's an all you can eat buffet out there. And what I'm saying is I'm serving gourmet here. So like you gotta take your time and savor it. Like there's no like all you can eat gourmet.
This is not the $12.95 buffet at Hard Rock.
Just back to the catfishing. Because of the online dating phenomenon, you can just hit it and quit it all the time.
Right.
And so they can just love bomb and move on. I'm too busy and disinterested.
The internet and dating apps have leveraged economies of scale in dating. So you can engage in these brute force kind of, attacks sort of on women or just brute force attempts to say, oh, I love you, you're great, and do all your lines. Doesn't work, you move on. You got a whole bunch of swipes elsewhere to try it on.
It's the old, you're selling encyclopedias.
Right.
You're door-to-door.
Yeah, exactly.
You just keep calling, and you keep knocking on doors until somebody says, you know what? I like that.
Right.
And because
I want to find out about
you have
Pluto
a whole
in the
menu.
But you're selling encyclopedias online now.
I know.
So you don't have to go door-to-door lugging them and wheeling behind you.
Yeah.
So the economy, what do they call it in economics?
It's economies of scale.
But also the
opportunity.
It's volume.
The opportunity cost of meeting somebody used to be a lot higher.
Yeah.
You had to run into them.
Yeah.
You had to arrange for a date. You had to run into them again at the grocery store. And there were like a lot of that went into it. Now it's a swipe.
Right. So, and it's like just keep throwing some noodles against the cupboard.
You're not on dating apps, but how did you find these people?
This person I met in a place, and I actually thought he was gay. He was like tight T-shirt, V-neck. And when I gave him my business card to come to a yoga class, then he started love bombing me.
Okay.
Anyway, the point of the story is I went out with this girlfriend a couple of weeks ago. I'm sure she doesn't listen, so I can talk about this. We were going to go watch this live music. I was all excited. And, I'm not dating that often. I'm very busy. My time is very precious to me. So I was like, a Saturday night plans. Yeah, let's do it. So we went to this live music. She picks me up at the studio. She says, the lead singer has been texting me. And I was like, here we go. Okay, so we get there. And it turns out that, how have you ever never met? It's just been love bombing on Facebook. Well, then the lead singer has a 10-minute break and, walks past her, doesn't talk to her, and she's devastated. And I'm like, what do you want to date? Why are you – what? You don't even know this guy.
Right.
Like, you barely even talk to him. Why are you devastated that the lead singer has three other girls here? Because he asked everyone that he's been creeping on Facebook. Yeah. And I'm, sitting there in the middle, and I'm like, wait, am I being pranked? Am I in some sort of anthropology kind of
It's like you're a contestant on The Bachelorette.
Oh, my God. But I'm 50, so I don't even want to be here.
You got to go compete with three other hosts.
I'm done. And that's where you get the whole point is to have the solid ground under you. So it doesn't matter who you're with or where you're with. That's the place to be.
Of course.
You have to channel your inner Daryl from The Office. When he said to, what's her name? She's like, you need to access your uncrazy side.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
I think I got the bite
Kelly,
right here.
To Kelly.
Yeah, to Kelly Kapoor. Yeah. This was fantastic. Yeah.
Hey. Let's call us what it is. It's like she only wants to hook up when Ryan comes around. It's gotten to the point where I get excited every time I see that little dude walk through the door.
I just need to know where this is going.
Hey, I like you. All right? It's not to like. But you need to access your uncrazy side. Otherwise, maybe this thing has run its course.
And then she says, who talks like that?
Don't you dare walk away from me, Daryl Philbin. You are the most selfish person I've ever met in my entire...
Slow down.
Yeah.
Think it over.
Yeah.
Daryl Philbin is the most complicated man that I've ever met. I mean, who says exactly what they're thinking?
Who does that? Yeah.
I love that so much. Puts her right in check.
She, by the way, of you and I love this show.
Mindy Kaling.
Mindy Kaling, I think, other than Steve Carell, has probably been the most successful off that show in terms of overall, you know, wealth. She has produced
the Mindy Kaling Project,
oh, yeah, all of that stuff.
The director now, what's his name? The guy?
Greg Daniels?
Yes.
He did Quiet or Quiet Place.
John Krasinski.
Yeah, Krasinski's
done very well. Yeah,
he's
done very well.
He's the biggest star, I'd say.
Well,
Ed Helms.
Steve Carell's the biggest star.
Okay. Yeah. Helms would be two, Ed Helms.
Yeah, probably.
Hard Dog.
Yep.
And then there's a bunch of other smaller people. I listen to the Office Ladies podcast.
So do I.
Yeah.
But you know what? Can I tell you why I'm off it? I thought we talked about this.
Too chatty.
Too chatty, too girly chatty.
Right.
Exactly.
This is a good segue. I'm sorry I'm going to take a left turn. But
there's like
speaking
two dozen
of chatty,
other
girly
podcasts
chatty.
Out there
Brian Baumgartner's podcast
is my
favorite.
I'm starting a podcast.
I know you are.
Yeah. I'm starting a chatty girly podcast. I hope you guys listen.
Who are your chatty girls, Sergey?
It's just another girl. Her name's Jamila. She's a lawyer and myself. And it's going to be the Well and Wonder Show. And it's going to be like a lot of the reality show type episodes.
You gonna dish?
You gonna, oh yeah, you we're
gonna
totally gonna dish.
You yes. better read more text than just the couple that you read to us.
That was a bad. That was a bad.
Of them.
No, I have a. Yeah,
okay. You have some better ones.
Let me just do it off of there. But I will show you some stuff that it's been an eye opening.
Oh yeah, it's crazy out there.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy out there.
Out there in the streets.
You know what?
You
have the ground under your feet.
I just take it or leave it. It's going to take a lot for me to want to actually date someone. So you can take me to dinner.
How about lunch?
I eat like everyone else, and I enjoy a good
steak.
What
are you doing in 10 minutes?
Which is what we're doing here at the Palm today. Right. All right, let's go eat, guys. Good talk. I liked it. Kevin, thank you.
Well done, boys and girls.
Very good.
So what happens now? Is the food free or do we pay someone?
Of course not. They send you a bill.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know football, and you pick winners all the time. So why not get paid for them at MyBookie? Bet single game spreads, money lines, or parlays to increase your payouts. Low contest entry fees and over a $500,000 to be won make it so you don't have to be a pro gambler to have fun. Getting started is easy. Just visit MyBookie.ag and use promo code ZABE on your first deposit to secure a double deposit bonus. That's promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to get your first deposit matched dollar for dollar, all the way up to $1,000. MyBookie is a proven sports book that makes it simple to bet and to win. So make this your winning season exclusively at MyBookie.